Lawmakers from the Abia administrative area are urging stakeholders to urgently address the crisis in Abia, saying the conflict is putting lives of many at risk. The MPs want the government to deploy new forces in the area. Tabitha Chol-Manyel, a lawmaker representing Abia at the South Sudan Council of States, says many lives were lost and an unknown number of people have been displaced following Monday's attacks.
The situation was really very difficult on the ground. There were many people who have been displaced or re-displaced again. The clash starting or the attacks are starting very early in the morning around 5 o'clock, where the heavy machine guns was really directed to the civilians areas, and then women and children, some of them they're drawn because they were running. And then also one of the issues, it is an issue of abduction of one child and killing of some women.
Manuel says young men who tried to protect the area are now controlling the situation. Officials from both Abia and Warab State on Tuesday told this program that empty young men from Twitch County attacked civilians in Agok town of Abia on Monday morning, and a total of at least 25 people were killed. Officials also said houses were burned. Ariech Mayar Ariech, a lawmaker representing Warab State at the National Assembly, described the fighting as useless and called on Warab State and Abia leaders to own the problem.
The two governments, the government of Abia and Great Miriam, the government of Warab, they must form one joint body to come out of the situation and take the ownership of that crisis. If the government of Abia and Warab take the ownership of that crisis, then there's no way this community should engage into this useless fighting.
Teresa Chol Agweg, another lawmaker representing Abia in South Sudan's National Assembly, also condemned the fighting and said she and her colleagues from Abia were surprised by the violence. Before the fighting erupted, Chol says lawmakers from Warab and Abia held a meeting with President Kiir last Friday. The meeting focused on how the situation between the two communities can be resolved. Chol urged both communities to de-escalate the conflict, saying the issue cannot be solved by fighting.
In this fighting, there is no loser and a winner, because the way we are staying together, we've been staying together, we are like brothers and sisters. But actually, what has happened now, it is not good for us.
Chol says the two communities for decades have been as a family because of bondage that has been forged through intermarriages.
We have to sit as a brother and a sister on the table and we negotiate. We cannot solve by fighting. We are losing so many innocent people. Those are the future of South Sudan.
Manuel agrees, saying there is need to deploy security forces to improve security in the region.
We are appealing to the two communities and to the government of South Sudan that there should be reconciliation between the two communities, because the two communities are sisterly and then they have been already intermarried. So it is very difficult to let the fighting continue between the two communities. It should be, there should be a committee or there should be initiative.
In March, the Warab State Governor and the Chief Administrator of Abia were summoned by the Council of States over the matter, which led to formation of an investigative committee. That panel has yet to visit the area to investigate the dispute. In April, President Kiir formed a high-level committee of 10, headed by Hassan Abdelbaghi, the vice president responsible for the government's service cluster, to investigate the dispute. Outcomes of the investigations have yet to be released. Manuel also says the solution to the problem of Abia instability lies in the final determination of the status of disputed Abia. For VOA News, I'm Wake Simon Wudo in Juba.